Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Coping with the Emotional Impact of Cancer, written by Neil Fiore, read by Walter Dixon. Foreword to the first edition. Whenever the diagnosis is cancer, and perhaps any serious illness, the patient is immediately faced, at this most inopportune of times, with making many decisions which may affect the course of the illness. Although very few cancer patients are aware of it, one significant decision they must make is whether to become a partner with their physician in the fight for recovery, or be a hopeless, helpless, passive spectator in this, the most important battle in which they will ever engage. Within the wellness community, we call those who choose to be a part of the battle patients active, and those who turn it all over to their healthcare professionals, patients passive. So that there can be no misunderstanding, it is the basic tenet of the wellness community that medical attention is primary, and that psychosocial services are secondary and adjunctive. Also, so that there can be no possibility of a judgment being read into those terms, I hasten to say that there is no good or bad, right or wrong choice. I believe, in the very fiber of my being, that whatever decision the individual makes is perfect for that individual. However, because of misinformation about cancer, which has existed for over 200 years and has become an integral part of our culture, most cancer patients become patients passive because they have ingrained in them.